Now the hard ones, the questions designed to knock you off balance. The pattern is always the same. Reframe one fact, bridge forward, never defensive. If they say you're dependent on satellite or on what DirecTV used to do, you flip it. It's the opposite. We took satellite out of the equation. The old model depended on the dish. We depend on broadband, which is in far more buildings. If they push on reliability, packed bar, game day, you show the receipt. 3 years, casinos and sports books, where uptime is the entire business. If streaming couldn't carry live sports commercially, they'd have fired us in week two. Never say it never goes down. Say it's a solved problem when the platform is purpose-built for it. If they call aggregation plus exclusivity hypocritical, you separate the layers. Exclusive at the content layer, open at the experience layer. We hold the Sunday ticket commercial rights, and we put other providers' games on the same screen. The operator wins both ways. If they push on cost, you move from line item to return. The right question isn't the line item, it's the return. Sports is the reason people pick one bar over another. We price against the traffic it drives, and you do not quote a price on stage. Ever. And then DirecTV. This is the one to handle with care. Because they have their own panel earlier that day, the relationship is sensitive, and anything quotable will travel. Graciousness is the entire strategy. You say, DirecTV built the commercial sports business, and they did it well for 30 years. We're not refighting that era. We're building the one that comes after the dish. If you need the longer version, the one you've used before. We finished a deal with DirecTV. They'd always had it. It was a short-term deal. The negotiating window ended, and we didn't want to step on each other's toes while the market sorted itself out. Then pivot forward. Zero triumphalism. The number does the work. You stay gracious. Now bring it home. The closing. When it's your last word, you slow all the way down. If you remember one thing from me today, the next era of sports isn't one in the living room. It's one in every bar, restaurant, casino, and hotel where people still show up to watch together. That market ran on a satellite dish for 30 years. It doesn't have to anymore. And that's the playbook we're all here to write. Hit doesn't have to anymore. Pause, then land, that's the playbook. Let it sit. Don't add a single word after it. Last thing, the green room scan, 5 minutes before you walk on. The flag, Everpass owns the room outside the home. The frame, every answer teaches a principle. Reliability before features, migration is the product. De-risk the transition. Tech that makes operations invisible, smart TV support only as cleared. International, when not if, partnership or ourselves, nothing more. The signature line, the dish did its job for a generation. The human line, we sell the bartender 90 seconds back at kickoff. DirecTV, gracious, forward, no victory lap. And the close, the living room is not the whole market. The next era is one where fans gather. You've got this. The safest, sharpest version of this panel isn't aggressive, it's inevitable. Don't attack the old model. Thank it, retire it, and describe what comes next. Now go build the playbook.